Hello?
Hey, is this Gail?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Gail, how are you? This is Zach.
I'm sorry, your name is what again?
Zach, can you hear me all right?
I'm sorry. Say
Hello?
That again.
This is Zach. Can you hear me okay?
Not too good, but you say Zach?
Yes, ma'am. This is Gail, correct?
This is correct.
Okay. We had spoken in the past a while ago about your property on West 9 Mile Road.
Oh, I remember you now. Okay. Yes. Nothing has changed.
Okay. Well, I told you I'd call you and I'd follow up and keep in touch with you. So I wanted to be a man of my word.
Okay. Appreciate it. This time I need to put your name and,
save it for when you're ready.
Say that again.
Save it for when you're ready.
Yes, definitely. So, but no, nothing has changed. And I don't, just nothing has changed. I'm not prepared to put it on the market or to sell it at this point.
That's fine. What got you so stuck?
Did you just send me a text? Yeah, I think you did.
I did.
Okay. Got me so stuck. Just not quite ready to leave it yet. And
that makes sense.
My health and being able to get it ready, and you may be one of these people that want to buy as is, but I don't want to do that.
What do you want to do?
Well, I'd hope to sell it outright on the market.
As is, or are you willing to fix things as people nitpick?
Fix some things. I'm not talking renovating, just fix some things.
Well, what if they come in and they say, oh, we want this to be painted blue?
Well, then I could say, well, buy some blue paint and help yourself.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, that's fine. You said, you know, your health, is it something that you can't do? You're not mobile enough to do some of the work yourself, or what's going on?
Well, that's part of it now. I mean, I've got heart issues, but I can work past them. I can't do much outside in this heat. But my leg I crushed, I want to say I broke it, but it was more like a crushing injury. And so my left leg is just making it extremely difficult to stay on it any length of time or to do much walking at all. I don't trust myself that much on a ladder much anymore. I have been talking to someone who does jobs on the side about coming to help me do a few things. So, you know, the bottom line is I'm not ready right now.
Right. I mean, it sounds like you're going to have a heck of a time. You know, is your leg healing?
No. No, it's not going to heal beyond the way it is now without extensive surgery that my ortho doctor says my heart will probably not last through. So, you know, I guess I'm at the point where I've got to live with the pain, live with the disability, which all of that was one of the reasons why I wanted to start selling it in the beginning, because it was getting to be too much for me. Now it just plain and simple is too much for me to do. And but taking care of the inside and the outside and all of that. But
sure. So let me ask you this, you know, if I, you know, in the future, if, you know, we could help you you know, go from A to B. You know, I know you say you're not ready, but I just kind of want to put this in perspective because I'm having trouble making sense of this thing. Is if, you know, you say your health is in decline, I mean, do you have people around you? Do you have a good support system?
My daughter and her family, but they're not close by.
Right.
I mean, I get moral support and financial support should I need it, but they're not close by.
Right.
But, I mean, they'll drive away. I mean, they're in a couple counties over, but, and my daughter's husband, my Lord, that man can do anything and everything, and he is a perfectionist. But between his job and their two kids, all that's going on at their house, I wouldn't dream of asking him to come over here and do anything for me. I just don't think I could bring myself to do it.
Sure.
And so anyway, I've been putting aside some money, and I got somebody lined up that will probably do some small jobs for me in-house. And then I don't know. But you're one of these companies, or you're an individual who wants to buy the house out and out, as is, right?
I mean, we buy it however it fits. I mean, we work with the state. Really, where we help individuals like yourself, you know, move from A to B, and then, you know, offer moving assistance. You know, we have special programs for all types of different people. And, you know,
I mean, you work with the state?
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm.
So, you know, as far as, you know, just being one of these, you know, buying it and, you know, flipping and doing it, that's not our business model. You know, we really try to help the homeowner, you know, that's in a distressed situation, you know, win. And you know, we put them in facilities, we, you know, work with placement agents, we, you know, we really try to get you what you need because, like I told you before, we work within the state and, you know, there's certain programs that are just, you know, more favorable for the homeowner. So really, you know, it's not, you know, it's not me that's dictating, you know, one thing or the other. It's, you know, what do you want? How can I help you get there? And, you know, because your property is qualified in a location in order for, you know, one of these programs that I'm referring to. That's how we kind of got your information one way or the other.
Why can't you send me some information in the mail?
I mean, I never said I couldn't.
Oh, could you?
Sometimes you just gotta ask. I mean, I could, yeah, I could. What information are you looking to get?
I just want a rounded idea of what all you do,
mm-hmm.
any and all the programs you offer. Because I don't need to go into a home. I do not need to go into assisted living or anything like that. And I have been fighting the idea of going to an apartment. I had originally thought that I would sell this over 2,000 square foot house and get me a small house, even 700 or 800 square feet would suit me just fine. And instead of a big yard, I still wanted a small yard, some little piece of ground to call my own, so I could do some, not vegetable gardening, but have a flower garden. And if that fails, of course, and then that to me is not an option right now because I'm not going to go ahead and pay 7% interest. God willing, and the creeks don't rise, Trump will be our next president, and things will turn around in a couple of years, and home interest rates will come down. Maybe what my house is worth will come down too, but nevertheless, I will maybe be in a better position to turn my equity into buying something else.
God willing.
If that fails, I can live at my daughter's house.
Okay. So, I mean,
I stayed there for a little over 6 months after my heart surgery. So, I mean, there is room there for me.
Okay.
But,
well, I mean, it sounds like you have a place to go. And
I have options, yes.
Yeah, you have options.
But that's not my preference. That's not my preference. I love my daughter and my two grandchildren to the moon and back, believe me.
Sure.
But
well,
it still wouldn't be my little place. Okay.
Well, I guess that would, you know, lead me to ask, you know, what do you think is more important, you know, to your daughter, staying in good healthy condition or being by yourself? Because, you know, I lost my mother 4 years ago, and
sorry.
Yeah, and you know, if something happened to my father, I mean, I personally wouldn't feel comfortable her being alone at the house by herself. That's just me, you know. And
well, my daughter doesn't have those fears of me. I mean, I might not be able to work out in the yard and stand up and walk like I once did. I might have to quit 15 breaks during the day, but she knows that I'm still quite capable.
Sure.
of doing anything that I have to do, okay?
Right.
Don't need any help bathing or taking care of myself in any way, shape, or form. Never forget my medicine. And so she does not worry about me. She has pretty much talked me out of even thinking about knee surgery because she said, hey, Mom, a walker is better than a coffin, you know? No, I think my ex-husband said that one. Anyway, she said, we'd rather have you around on a walker than take our chances.
Well, sounds like she cares more than maybe you're putting off to me, which is good. I think every person what does. But you know, you do have a decent sized house for just, you know, you being one person. So, you know, if you don't want to move, I get it. I can't promise you that we're gonna have, you know, program available to, you know, help you from A to B, you know, forever, because we don't, you know, we get funded and, you know, those funds run out. So I get it. If it were me and if it was my choice, you know,
mm-hmm.
I would, you know, just because of personal empathy and bias, I would probably say you're getting your tail to your daughters and you're going to sell this house so that way you can, you know, make sure you're taken care of if you were to fall. That's me personally, you know, and maybe I'm out of line for saying that and I apologize, but that's just, that's my personality. So
well, that's fine. I get it.
But, you know, we can't, you know, it's got to make sense to you. And, you know, if it doesn't make sense to you, it doesn't make sense to you.
Well, I think that all in all, you know, at one point I was very close to selling it. And
right.
I just couldn't quite get there.
Right.
A lot of things already packed up, never unpacked them, okay? I'm enjoying the decluttering, but I just couldn't quite get there. And I had found a real estate agent that I truly trusted and believed in. And I still probably would want to put it on the market, take out my equity, and clear up anything I might owe at the time, and pick me up a little small something, even if I wouldn't be able to live there but a couple of years, because at least it would be an investment. And my daughter and her husband can rent it or sell it or whatever they want to do. You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's still going to be my choice. Now, Lord knows, I could have another heart attack tomorrow and my choices will change. But
I'll leave it like this. You know, I know you don't want to, you know, walk away from it. Do you at least have a will?
I do.
Okay.
I have.
Well, and I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to doomsday prep, but I'm trying to be realistic. And I know this is a hard conversation. Well, for me, it is. It makes me a little uncomfortable. But, you know, just leaving you in the right next step is extremely important. And, you know, this is why I'm in the business I am. Is just, you know, sometimes I, you know, take it too far, but at the end of the day, I'm just trying to help out.
Well, I get that, and I still would be very interested in anything you might want to send me.
Sure. I mean, you know, within the, you know, organization, we do have, you know, licensed agents, and, you know, we offer cash programs, and but the realistic part is what I'd be, you know, thinking the best decision for you would be a, you know, assisted moving, not living, but assisted moving experience, which is, you know, sell your house, you know, we get you an offer that makes sense, and, you know, you get that moving assisted agent that just kind of helps coordinate, you know, does all the communication.
Communications?
Yeah, such as, you know, moving, if, you know, need a moving company, or, you know, if you needed, you know, just transport and just the logistics of things.
Okay.
So, you know, I sent you a text. You have my number.
I do.
You know, if something does change, and I'll give you a call, but, you know, right now we have the funds to, you know, help elevate your specific area with homeowners like yourself. And, you know, hey.
Do you even know where my house is? Have you seen my house?
Yeah, we've seen it. We know, you know, got a couple houses next door, not too close, but yeah, we've seen it. We know the power lines are right there, so you got power.
Oh yeah, we definitely have power.
Yeah.
Power bill too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got, well, that's what comes with power.
Yeah.
The bill. So. But yeah, we've seen it. We know, you know, we've helped people within, you know, that little area, and you know, we're interested. So,
all right. Well, send me something. I've got your number. I'm sure your number will be on the papers you send me, and we'll probably talk later.
All right. Thanks, Gail. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Zach. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.